Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here he is, the senior VP and general manager of the New York Giants, Joe Shane. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Appreciate you having me.
So I wanted to make sure, because I wasn't positive if your title changed when you got your contract extension. So I wanted to make sure that I got all of that in there. So I go to the internet and I would try to get your title. And you know how it says, like, people also ask when you Google things?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you seen that, Joe?
Right.
All right. So here's your people also ask. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Did Joe Shane play football? What is the net worth of Joe Shane? Does Joe Shane's daughter go to Ole Miss? And does Joe Shane still have a job? How does that make you feel?
All the bases. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Those Google searches.
Yeah, well, these are what people are thinking about Joe Shane, and we know you still have a job. We know you got a contract extension, but it must have been a little bit of an interesting transition for you with such a type A personality and John Harbaugh coming in and the Dawn of Ponte hire, and you're thinking, wow, I'm a holdover in this situation, almost like you're the one surviving member in the survivor tribe, you know, and you're thinking, wow, I'm joining another tribe. So what was that like in before everything settled with this new regime for you?
Yeah, probably naive to that because I was, you know, as I went through the process, the head coaching search, just trying to do what was best for the New York Giants organization. And, you know, Coach Harbaugh was a guy we identified, you know, early on that would be a targeted prospect for us. And, you know, so to me, to land him, you know, we got the best head coaching candidate that was available. And then, you know, as we continued to build it and, you know, Coach had some ideas in terms of how he wanted to build the football operation. And, you know, as we talked through those different scenarios and what it would look like, you know, the ability to go out and get Dawn of Ponte, who I have, you know, a previous relationship with, having worked with her in Miami for several years. She was a prime candidate with a unique skill set that came to us from the league office. So, you know, just in terms of, you know, how we build out the football operation, adding Coach Harbaugh and Dawn of Ponte has been phenomenal.
No question, stable, Joe. Because I think of John Harbaugh, I think of a winning head coach coming from a winning organization that has been stable for the 18 years that he had been there. You are, however, the guy that is most noted when it comes to the draft and drafting these players. And I did ask about Francis Maui-Noa earlier with John Harbaugh. He answered that question. I want to ask you about Arvell Reese. So, you know, everybody, I think, at that position thinks of themselves as an edge rusher because that's where the money is these days. But we've seen him very sporadically, to say the least, here in preseason, more of an off-ball linebacker. Give me your assessment of what you now have seen from him on the field, on the practice field, and on the game field, and what are your expectations for him this coming season?
Yeah, Boomer, when we evaluated him at Ohio State, I mean, there was a lot of him off the ball. So you were really able to get a feel for what, you know, his range, his physicality. You know, the guy plays with violence. He's obviously prototype. You know, he looks the part and some. So, you know, we were able to evaluate that. Then his edge stuff at Ohio State, if you watched it, I actually did this as we got closer to the draft because where we were picking at five, I'm like, okay, if we needed an edge guy, and I just looked at Arvell just as an edge guy, would I take him at five? So I put myself in like a different GM with a different team. Let me just look at him as an edge. Would I take him at five? There's definitely talent there and ability there and upside, but, you know, a little bit of a ways to go as an edge guy. But as an off-the-ball guy inside, you know, we were convicted this guy could be a really good linebacker in this league. So fast forward to training camp. We've seen the violence. We've seen the speed. We've seen the range. We've seen the playmaking. You know, probably what, you know, being a one-year starter at Ohio State, what has surprised me or maybe exceeded expectations is the instinctual part of it. Really quick to read and react. He sees things in the pass and run game. And then, you know, we'll see once we get to the regular season here, but Denard's very creative in some of the packages we're going to have with some of those guys in there. I mean, we had a blitz in training camp where, you know, five first rounders were going forward. You know, it was Arvell, it was Brian Burns, it was Abdul, Kayvon, and then you throw in Tremaine Edmonds and, you know, some exotic stuff there. So I'm excited to see, you know, not only Arvell, but some of those other front seven guys that we have and how they develop. But Arvell's been everything as advertised.
You've been doing this for a long time. You've drafted a lot of players. You've seen them in camps. At what point when you're watching training camp practices and preseason games do you feel like you have a good idea about what these guys are going to do in the first few games of the regular season?
Yeah, and it depends. You know, if it's a holdover staff, you know, you get a little bit better feel early on because you've seen the offensive or defensive scheme. You know, having a new offense and defensive coordinator and special teams, you know, you're kind of watching how it comes together, how they execute. Defense early on is typically ahead of the offense, which was the case here. And again, Denard, you know, very creative in the way he's utilizing some of the weapons that we have on defense. And then offense over the last 10 days has really picked it up. You're starting to see them gel with the run game marrying the pass game. So I would say when we came back from, you know, West Virginia leading up to that Miami game and then leading into the Miami practice, you've really started to see the guys gel and execute at a higher level.
Let me ask you about Cam Scadabo. When you saw him do that backflip before you started training camp, what went through your mind?
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, geez. I was actually in Charleston. Brandon Bean, the GM of the Buffalo Bills, you know, turned 50. So we had a little surprise party for him down there that his wife put together. So I was with some other personnel guys from, you know, the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, we're all sitting around hanging out. And they're like, did you see this? And they showed me the video, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, Cam. He typically lands, though. So I fired off a quick text to him and, you know, reminded him how close we are to training camp, and we need him to be healthy. And, you know, he gave me the thumbs up, and he understands where we're coming from there.
You know, I kind of think with him and Jackson Dart, you got two, like, fire starters at two really important positions. The question that I think most Giant fans would have in regards to both of them is the injury propensity that maybe – follows them around, and I'm just thinking that can the Giants just get lucky one year and actually make it through an entire season with both of these guys that are going to play important roles on the offense?
Yeah, no, I hear you there, Boomer. You know, you can put the best team together, and just some injuries, you know, there's players that you just can't replace, whether it was, you know, Malik last year. You know, everybody's like, hey, you're going to trade for a seat. Well, you can't replace Malik Nabers. So I think what, you know, part of the reason that people, you know, like Scat and Dart so much, not only are they good players, but, you know, the attitude and physicality and energy that they play with. You know, I think the fan base loves them because of the way they play, but there's, you know, this fine line specifically with Dart and, you know, knowing when to go for the extra yards and stay on your feet and, you know, lower your shoulder versus sliding. And, you know, same thing with Scat. Like he's a physical player that seeks out contact. And I think that's always how Cam's going to be. We can, you know, we could try to coach Jackson up a little bit and being a little bit more smart, and, you know, makes me reflect. If you guys remember last year, the third preseason game against New England, he breaks out for a 40-some yard run, and, you know, just get out of bounds, and, you know, he cuts back and lowers his shoulder. So, you know, I think it's a learning experience for Jackson specifically, and, you know, he understands how important he is for us to be out there, and, you know, I think you'll see him protecting himself better as we go forward to this year. I think what you see in Cam is what you're always going to get in Cam. He is who he is.
Talking to Giants general manager Joe Shane on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, you mentioned you go to Brandon Bean's 50th birthday party. I was just thinking, like, UGM's under a lot of pressure all the time. The football season is long. You guys go on that trip, you start getting after it. Like, do you guys just go, like, off the rails, like you're back in college? Because you're like, finally, we can blow off some steam.
No, we didn't that weekend, but yeah, we're getting a little too old for that. You know, in our younger days, I was an intern for Brandon back when I was actually, my 21st birthday was my first day with the Panthers, and interning for him. So back in the day, yeah, we could go off the rails, but try not to anymore. We're actually going on a golf trip next summer. Wow. You know, Brandon and I, and then we added another GM, the John Spytek with the Raiders. So we're a little Ireland trip. So we got some
good stuff. Oh, that'll be great. There we go. All right, nice. I like it. That is great. Let's go back to your team for a second. You know, a couple of the players that you have picked in the past haven't really worked out here. One of those players is Evan Neal. He's still on the roster. I saw you've already made two trades with two offensive linemen that seemed to be expendable, and you were able to get some draft picks back. John Harbaugh told us that you're always looking, you're always willing to trade, you're always looking to add assets. Can Giant fans expect Evan Neal to be on the roster come Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. We're still in the evaluation process. Actually, before Coach went on with you guys, you know, we were already in my office this morning going over the depth chart and what do we still need to see out of guys, who needs to play more, who's playing for a roster spot. And, you know, Evan's in that mix, and he's come in, he's worked hard every day, he's physical, and, you know, we're going to see how he does on Friday night. We still have practice today, so there's still competition going on, and you never know with these fourth preseason games. You know, obviously you want to stay healthy, but there can be, you know, injuries do occur in this third preseason game, and that can affect, you know, different roster decisions. You know, for example, I mean, unfortunately, Calvin Austin was injured yesterday. So it's still a fluid situation. You know, as we go through the weekend, we kind of have an idea of maybe, you know, 60 guys that, you know, we're still trying to figure out how to cut it down to 53. So Evan, along with several other players, are still in the mix, and, you know, we'll continue to evaluate through the weekend.
If the decision was solely up to you, would you play Jackson Dart in the game against the Jets on Friday?
Oh, luckily it's not solely up to me. I think Coach and I will lean on each other for that one. You know, I will say this with Coach Harbaugh, you know, the way the practices are, he does a great job of, you know, making it as game-like as possible. And, you know, I do think we have a really good defense, you know, good pass rush. You know, our corners have played well. Obviously, our inside linebackers we talked about earlier. So, you know, our practice has been as close to game-like as possible. So, You know, there's pros and cons. You know, he's still a second year quarterback, so you want him to go out there and play and, you know, get the feel with Nagy, you know, the new offensive coordinator and the communication and, you know, the operation of the offense. But, you know, then you also, you know, if he's out there, you're going to want your O-line out there protecting him. And, you know, then you got to, you know, weigh the risk reward of an injury. And, you know, when you're 2 weeks out, if somebody gets a hamstring or an ankle, you know, a high ankle or something, it's a 3 to 4 week injury. Now you're getting into week one or week two. And, you know, you certainly don't want that. So those are decisions that keep us up at night. You know, no right or wrong answer. And, you know, ultimately we'll continue to communicate and come up with what's best for the team.
Joe Shane, Giants general manager, joins us for a few more minutes. Do you have an update on Calvin Austin? Do you know exactly what the injury is yet?
I have a medical meeting here at 9:30, so I'll know more here in about an hour.
All right, text us then.
Yeah, you can text us back before we go out the air. That would be appreciated.
Shoot you a text, let you know.
All right, good.
Thumbs up or down.
You know, you just talked about how injuries do affect decision making and roster spots and things of that nature. How about the 411 on Odell Beckham Jr. and what he looks like, and do you think he's going to make the team?
Yeah, he's done a good job. Again, when, you know, before we brought him in here, looking at the Miami film a couple years ago, you know, after speaking to him, he wasn't healthy, and, you know, I wasn't sure if he had much left in the tank, having watched that film. But then after we worked him out twice, he's been in good shape. He can still get open. He moves well. I know he wishes he would have caught that ball on Saturday in Miami, but, you know, the route and the ability to separate in tight quarters in the red zone like that is impressive. So, you know, I think the kid can still play, and, you know, again, he's going to play on Friday, and we're going to continue to evaluate those guys. But he has shown enough that he can still play in this league.
Joe, I know you have a real answer to this, but I don't know if you're actually going to give it to me, but I'd appreciate it if you did. What do you believe is the most unfair criticism of your tenure here with the Giants?
That'd be tough for me. I'm not on social media, and I try not to read that stuff.
Come on. You know. I could give you one about me doing this
healthy.
Job.
I'm just being honest with you, Gio, to read what, you know, what people say or whatever it may be without context. It's hard to, you know exactly what's being said. I'll just say this. I'm looking forward into the future. We have a good head coach that's, you know, has proven success in this league. He chose New York Giants for several reasons, part of it because of the young core and some of the talent on the roster. I feel like we had a good draft. You know, we had a good offseason and free agency, and really looking forward to taking that next step and seeing what it looks like this fall.
I bet if I were down in Charleston with you guys, you would answer that question.
Or maybe you go to Ireland with him next year.
You would have answered that question if I were down.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a notebook with enough pages in it to list all the criticisms. So it'd take us a while. Yeah, we'd have to have a lot of beers to go through the list, I'm imagining.
No. You know, it is amazing. You know, you guys start with two very tough games and two teams that definitely have Super Bowl aspirations. I mean, I know these things because as a former player, these things used to keep me up at night, just thinking about defenses and offenses. The biggest, like, kind of, like, unknown for you right now, Joe, going into the season is what?
It's really hot. You know, we got to go out and do it. Again, I've seen a lot of positives in practice. You know, the joint practice, we finally got the matchup against another team. So it's really going out and execute. Every team is different from a year-to-year basis, and you know, I talk about this a lot. You know, how are we going to respond when we get punched in the mouth? How are we going to respond if we're up 14 at home or we have a turnover and things go bad and, you know, momentum shifts? Like, how are we going to react? And, again, I like the young nucleus that we have, the young core players, along with, you know, the healthy mix of veteran players that have skins on the wall. And then, you know, again, Coach Harbaugh's experience, you know, actually the entire staff, the experience that we have, several former head coaches. So, really just seeing how we're going to go out when the lights are on Sunday night against the Cowboys and how we're
going
to react and execute.
What's going on?
You really never know.
Yeah.
You don't know until you get there.
What's going on with your boy Stu Gatz? He left Lebatard there. I know you guys were tight down in Miami, and then they don't talk about what's going on between the two of them. You've been texting with him, finding out what the hell's going on with Stu Gatz?
I have not. I believe I was on with him after the draft. But yeah, I haven't talked to him since. That's news to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's not with Levitard anymore. It's crazy. It's like you and Brian Daboll. You guys aren't together anymore. You're together for a long time. Now you're not together. You still text with Brian at all?
Yeah, I still text with Brian. You know, probably 3 weeks ago, just wishing him best of luck for camp. And So yeah, stay in touch more through text than anything. But I'll tell you what I can do with Stu. I'll text him, and then when I call you guys back about Calvin, I'll see if I can give you the update.
There you go. I can update that one.
That's the answer I was looking for.
I'll come back in on the 10:15 or 11:15 hour here. We'll circle back.
All right, Joe. Thanks for joining us, man. It's always great talking to you. Best of luck this season. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Boomer. Thanks, Gio. Appreciate it.
See you, Joe. Take
Giants general manager Joe Shane.